Jimmy McSwain, licensed private investigator, but today playing the role of dutiful brother, was working a case, and he wasn't happy about it for two reasons. First, he wasn't being paid for his services. Second, and at the moment far worse than the prior offense, he was sweating bullets, and not because he was anxious or tense about the stakeout he found himself on. Rather, it was late June, and the heat wave that blasted the city was in its fourth sweltering day. Summer had arrived with a vengeance, and it brought with it sunny skies, 90-plus temperatures, and 90-plus humidity. The unforgiving heat that seared the cement sidewalks of New York had a tendency to make some people crazier, some hornier, and for some, much more dangerous. Such conflicting combinations could lead to bad mistakes when it came to relationships, whether personal or professional, often leaving a scorched path in its wake. Hence, the current case, not to mention his current predicament. Jimmy was seated behind the wheel of a dark blue 2001 Dodge Stratus, parked outside a five-story brownstone on 107th Street, where Broadway, West End, and Riverside Drive met in a confluence of avenues. He'd been at this spot for the past 2 hours with the engine off, the windows rolled down, and despite his proximity to the river, there was no crosswind to speak of. A bottle of water at his side kept him hydrated. Otherwise, perspiration dripped down his face, drenching his shirt, his underarms ripe. The heat served as just a preview of what would choke the city for the coming summer. Every once in a while, he would lean forward to peel his shirt off the car seat, hoping that if he had to make a sudden run for it, he wouldn't stick to it. Wiping at his three-day scruff with a damp handkerchief, he stole a look down at his silenced cell phone to check the time and hoped night would arrive soon, providing a break from the sun. 6:35 p.m. No such luck. The sun wouldn't sleep yet for a couple more hours. It was a bright Friday night, the denizens of New York getting off work and heading to their favorite happy hour. What Jimmy wouldn't give to be inside Patty's, his uncle's pub, right now. His hand wrapped around a pint of Smithwick's, pressing the cold glass against his forehead. Instead, he was working. Sort of. Just like lawyers did pro bono work, so too did private investigators, especially when the client asking for the free ride happened to be family. He wondered just how long the person of interest was planning on staying inside the no-doubt air-conditioned apartment. If his client's suspicions were actually proven true, and what was going on inside was actually going on, then he could be in for an all-nighter. Which made Jimmy want it to be true. That way the two-timing creep would be out of their lives. See, Jimmy's client was none other than his younger sister, Megan. Megan McSwain, with long red hair and an attitude she'd perfected as a child, also happened to be sitting shotgun, which made doing his job effectively even more challenging. Kinda like taking your mother to the prom, his sister on a stakeout put a cramp in his style. He had suggested she wait over by Strauss Park, a leafy area with trees to block the sun and benches to wait out. He said he'd text her if anything happened. She said no. In fact, she said,
"I'm gonna kill him. You know that, Jimmy."
"Easy, girl. Don't let the heat fry your nerves."
"You're not the one he's cheating on."
"That's because I wouldn't have made such a poor choice in a boyfriend."
"Please, you have awful taste in men,"
she said. Jimmy chose to deflect the dig and get them back on topic. "Come on, Megan. Rocky Martino? You really expected a monkey like him to be faithful to anyone, much less you? Sorry, no offense. He's got a reputation as long as his rap sheet." She looked away, not happy with her brother, but really not happy with herself. Jimmy had known the hot-headed Rocky Martino since childhood. Their families were tight. Neighbors, and way before Rocky went away to prison. He'd been out of the joint for all of 2 months, released early for good behavior, he had claimed. Jimmy knew it was more likely prison overcrowding. Rocky had been caught dealing coke in the neighborhood, and the precinct cops had little sympathy for the homegrown kid. "You don't shit where you eat," goes the saying.